This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And thanks to Paul and Ando for today's weekend breakfast, and of course to James for program support on the front desk. Now this morning, my co-host is one of our new Joy newsreaders, Isaac Chong. Saturday Magazine on Independent Joy Media is proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia, driving change.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And you are coming. Sorry, you are listening to us absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in Joy's 30th year. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. That's actually before Isaac was born. We proudly bring you this 15th of July 2023 edition of Saturday Magazine. Paul is on panel, and welcome back, Paul.
Hey, I'm happy to be here, Macca.
You're back from the old dart.
I'm so excited. I've missed Joy. I've missed you.
Look, it's been, you know, Paul and I have spoken a few times on the phone while he's been away, but I've missed our face-to-face interaction.
A Saturday morning rapport.
A rapport, yes.
Big show today, Macca.
Big show. And I want to thank James for program support on the front desk, and also James, our podcaster. We have a new co-host in the studio. And to give a bit of background, Isaac has recently done radio training courses here at Joy, and he's a newsreader, I think, on Fridays. Yeah.
And I heard you yesterday, Isaac. You did a very good job on the drive show.
Thank you.
Yeah. And he asked if he could sit in on Saturday Magazine, which the last couple of weeks he has, and he's taken copious, furious notes while he's been sitting there, and we've had a couple of chats on air to him. So he observed Tass and I, and then the following week, Nevena and I. And we had a little chat, and I said to Isaac, who's a journalism graduate, would you be interested in doing a couple of segments? And if so, then let's work out what that might be about. And he put his hand up, and I actually need to do a little call out, because I think there might be some people in Malaysia, perhaps family, who are listening. Do you want to say hello to them?
Hello, everyone from Malaysia. Hope the internet's strong enough for you to listen in.
Hope you've worked it out.
So, Macca, can I just ask a quick question? Isaac, welcome to Saturday Magazine.
Yes, thank you.
Why did you choose this show to align yourself to after the training?
Yeah, so I did journalism back in uni, and I always loved current affairs and things that people talk about every day. And one day I was just tuning into the radio, and I heard Saturday Magazine. I was like, oh, this is pretty interesting. So I looked up the program, and I saw Macca, and I was like, I'll send Macca an email saying I'm interested, and he's happy to have me here. So, you know, it's history after that.
A great endorsement, Macca.
Yeah, and so what subject have you chosen? This will be in the second hour. Actually, first, I'll run through our guests quickly today. Misha Ketchell, the editor of The Conversation, is joining us shortly for a couple of segments. Then Peter Tulip, and we've spoken to Peter Tulip before. He is the chief economist at the Centre for Independent Studies, and previously he'd worked at the Reserve Bank of Australia, the US Federal Reserve Board of Governors, the OECD, and the Commonwealth Treasury. So we're going to talk to him about the new head of the Reserve Bank of Australia, what that means for the Reserve Bank, what decisions does he think the new head will make, what decisions has the previous head made, the previous governor. So that's a very fortuitous.
Macca, I remember us talking to Peter before, and he had a phenomenal insight into the workings of the RBA. So for anyone interested in this new appointment, I'm sure Peter will have some very, very insightful comments and views just about the new RBA governor.
And if you have a question or you'd like to make a comment, onair@joy.org.au or SMS 0427 569 949. Now, we also get lots of messages from listeners. And it says, good morning, SatMag. How will Isaac deal with our regular listeners and their analysis? Well, you get to read the messages as they come in, Isaac, and...
Oh, well, will Isaac deal with it as and when they come in, 317?
I reckon. Yeah, I reckon. We get a lot.
Second hour, Macca. Who's heading up the second hour?
Second hour. We're starting off with Professor Don Campbell, who's coming in. We spoke to Don a couple of years ago when he started. He kicked off. He was able to get a clinical trial going for... I'll characterise it as a heparin spray. So a travel spray that a lot of people use when they're travelling, particularly on aircraft, you know, up each nostril. His theory was, or his opinion was, that this would provide a bit of a shield for COVID. And so he was able to get funding from the state government to establish a trial. The trial's been ongoing. I think they're now into the second trial. He wants to talk about how it's gone, but also they're actually looking for volunteers or for people to participate. So we're going to do a call out for that.
I also remember back during, I mean, we spent a lot of time in the studio during COVID, Macca.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think, taking the advice of Don, there was one particular travel spray that he had highlighted that had an additional ingredient that would help protect. And I used that based on Don's advice.
And I think I might have bought you one.
Yeah, you did. And I carried on buying them. So that'll be a very interesting conversation. Yeah.
Then Isaac's debut as a presenter. Isaac, what are we talking about?
So we're going to talk about the recently reinstated working hour caps on international students in Australia and the impacts of that.
Fantastic. And that's going to be for two segments there.
Yeah. And
who are the guests we're going to be talking to, Isaac?
So we've got our first guest, Melina Astana and Melanie Duncan.
One's on the phone, one's in the studio.
Fantastic.
And then we're going to close with Adam Fletcher. He's from NAB, National Australia Bank. I think it was probably not that long ago. It would have been about 4 or 5 months ago. We spoke to Adam about...
Very enthusiastic.
Yeah, about... he's part of NAB's Indigenous banking team. And he's from regional New South Wales. And how NAB was involved in supporting and securing the finance for... an Indigenous health service. And I wanted to ask Adam, how's that going? But also, what other initiatives have been taken? And I might be so bold as to ask him his personal view on The Voice.
Fantastic.
So that is the show for today.
Anyway. It's wonderful. You know, I've missed that, Mag, because it's such a diverse program. And I think, you know, just by its very nature, we've got a fantastic range of speakers in this morning, Macca. So well done.
Thank you. And as I said, it's great to have you back. And it's great to, you know, be here in the studio at the Pride Centre in Joy's 30th year.
So let's hold that because there's an awful lot to talk about. I want to know what you've been up to this week, Macca. What's caught your attention in the media?
Oh, God, there's so many things. I think, you know, the expected announcement by the Prime Minister that Australia was giving some more Bushmaster armoured vehicles to the Ukraine. That was the worst kept secret.
Yeah, they fudged that quite badly.
Yeah,
they were
going
to announce it and then they didn't and now they did just to make sure they held the announcement over.
And then they gave them, you know, some old shitters prior to that from the Vietnam War. You know, some old armoured vehicles. Probably shouldn't call them shitters, but anyway.
Yeah,
So there was that. There's, of course, the surprise that Philip Lowe's term as Reserve Bank Governor wasn't renewed. Most people, probably until recent times, didn't even know what the Reserve Bank was in a lot of cases or what the Governor did. So there was the appointment of a replacement for Philip Lowe. A lot of politics has gone on. And I think how The Voice is progressing and how the political dialogue is progressing is really interesting. How partisan it has become. And with regard to the Reserve Bank, Peter Dutton said that two of the candidates, one was the head of the Treasury and the other one, I think, was from the Finance Department, when he said, well, you know, these people actually shouldn't be in the frame for the job. And that they, anyway.
I don't want to cast dispersions here, but does anyone really care what Peter Dutton thinks anymore? I mean, he is so off the mark on so many things.
Oh, Paul, he speaks very highly of you.
I fail to understand what value is being added in that conversation. But hey,
well, one might
far be it from
one
me.
One might ask, as someone who's recently spent some time in the UK, does anyone care what Sir Keith Starmer says?
Oh, Macca, there's a whole political thing playing out over there. I think the where do I start? Rishi Sunak is coming under a lot of criticism for his handling, particularly of the economy. Sir Keir Starmer is not necessarily batting home as many wins as he should be as an opposition leader, but is poised to take power because of the disillusionment of the current incumbent government. So there's an awful lot of uncertainty over there about just where the country is going to be heading in the next couple of years.
Big
views there.
So we're going to go to a break, and then when we come back, Misha Ketchell, editor of The Conversation, is in the studio, and he's gagging to have his say. So stay with us. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Isaac and Paul on panel.
What's your view? Let us know by sending us a text 0427-JOY949 or on Twitter at SatMagJOY949.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.